It was one of the most colorful eras of NFL history, the 1970s. And one of the most exciting players of all was Oakland Raiders quarterback Ken the Snake Stabler.
Stabler going deep to Branch up the left side, head-and-head battle. He's at the 10, touchdown Raiders!
He was the kind of guy that was just, man, have fun. Fun-loving guy, but he knew how to play hard on the field.
He had just had such a talent to not only make big plays all the time, but call a correct play.
Okay, in the huddle today, we got the Snake at quarterback, the kid from Alabama.
Snake was elusive as I don't know what. He was a scrambling quarterback that had just amazing choreography. You know, when he dropped back, man, he just had, it was almost like a dance.
Snake's ability to keep plays alive landed him starring roles in some of the greatest games ever played.
Stabler, crooked, he runs, he's at the 15, he throws!
He goes medium deep to Casper, Casper makes it over the shoulder, catch!
Stabler back, it is blown, a fumble, the Oakland Raiders are scored, unbelievable!
Cool, calm, and clutch. The 1974 NFL MVP epitomized the Raider mystique. Said to study the playbook by the light of the jukebox, he helped bring the Lombardi Trophy home for the Raiders for the first time.
He fired! He got Casper! Touchdown, Raiders!
I'm happy for all of our guys, you know. 40 renegades together, you know. And I don't know how to describe the feeling. It's unbelievable. It's more than I expected.
If I had one quarterback to make a drive to win that game, that guy would be Ken Stabler.
A legendary and beloved Raider, Stabler has finally been recognized in Canton as the heroic quarterback he was to so many.
But this was the first and only game that I would ever see in person. The crowd stood and they pointed in the direction of the Saints tunnel. And I knew then and there I wanted to be that player. Well, that player happened to be none other than Kenny Stabler.
I'm so happy for Kenny Stabler that he's going to the Hall of Fame. He should have been there a long time ago, but like John Madden says, his legacy will endure forever. It's never too late.
He was a close friend. He was a great teammate, a great person, and on a serious note, a hell of a guy.